Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, here's our poll question today. 1080thefan.com. That's where you find it. It's brought to you by AAA Heating and Cooling, a family business helping families for over 60 years. AAAIAQ.com. Today we are asking you, which quarterback do you think will go down as the best? Justin Herbert, Joe Burrow, Josh Allen, or Kyler Murray? Vote, please.
It's not Kyler Murray.
Vote hard.
It's not Kyler Murray right now. I think there's some real questions about Kyler. And look, the kid's obviously a talent, but...
Well, this is not a right now question. This is...
I'm just saying, I
it's all said and done.
I don't think you can pick him. I really don't.
Right now
I still got to say Josh Allen. Like, Herbert's amazing, Burrow is amazing. Very, very bright futures, but Josh Allen is still really young, and while Herbert and Burrow I think are still, you know, kind of in that ascent mode and maybe they have higher ceilings, we know Josh Allen is an MVP candidate right now, and you saw him just go head to head with the best quarterback in the NFL in with the exception of the worst defense you've seen in 13 seconds, he probably goes on and wins a Super Bowl this year. So I'm leaning Josh Allen, but boy, Justin Herbert to me is real tempting. If you said Josh Allen out of it, I would go with Justin Herbert. I think as he grows and develops and he gets a team built around him, he's got everything you could possibly want.
So Allen and Burrow are the same age. Did you know that?
Yeah.
25. You knew that?
Well, Burrow and Herbert.
25 years old?
Not everyone goes into the league at the same time. And Allen and Herbert were both guys that stuck around college for a while.
Well, Herbert's younger, though. Herbert is only 23.
23. But I'm assuming he's getting ready to turn 24.
Kyler is 24. Herbert's birthday is March 10th. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. So he'll be 24.
So you're all right in that same. You're in that same window. Look, I will say this, there is, and this may be recency bias. I mean, I'd have to go back and look. There's just a lot of really good young quarterbacks. Like now that you've moved on from Manning and Breeze is gone and Rodgers and Brady may be gone. Roethlisberger's gone. Philip Rivers is gone. Eli Manning's gone. I'm trying to think of anyone else that was in that last era that was really great, but they've all, you know, either moved on or on the verge of moving on. And there's always this, like, where's the next group? Well, look at the guys that are all, let's say under the age of 27. I mean, you've got Deshaun Watson, you've got Lamar Jackson, you've got Josh Allen, you've got Herbert, you've got Burrow, you've got Kyler Murray, who kind of potential. I think he still has some stuff to prove, but you know, is still a really, really talented player. I mean, there are so many good young quarterbacks in this league that it's ridiculous.
It's awesome. And, you know, I seem to remember conversations on this show. We've been around a while now. We're olds.
Yeah.
And I remember several years ago talking about, because it became a thing, you know, Peyton Manning's getting old and Tom Brady's getting old and Drew Brees is getting old and Ben Roethlisberger is getting old and Philip Rivers is getting old. They'll all be gone soon.
Yep.
And I remember, like, thinking, God, there's really no great quarterbacks coming up. One thing you can always count on, there will be a new wave of quarterback talent, and you just really can't, nobody really can pinpoint who it's going to be. I mean, I think at that time we were talking about Russell Wilson, and he has certainly lived up.
Yep.
But other than that, you know, who could have guessed Lamar Jackson? Think back to Wyoming, Oregon.
Yeah.
Remember that game?
I remember watching it.
That was Justin Herbert against Josh Allen.
Very unimpressive.
And what if I would have told you that those are going to be two of the hottest young quarterbacks in the NFL? And I don't know when that game was. 5 years ago? 4 years ago?
Yeah, whenever it was. I think it was maybe his junior, Herbert's junior year, maybe, when that one went down.
Yeah. And Allen had hype, but he sucked in that game.
Yeah.
It's like, what, this guy? So it's always there. It will always be there. And the league is certainly catering to it now and helping quarterbacks more than ever. So,
and let's not forget, too, that Patrick Mahomes is only 26.
Yeah.
You know, he's played, what, 4 years? So
right now is head and shoulders above those other guys.
He's head and shoulders, but, you know, he is.
I don't mean just in play. I think Allen is right there with Mahomes in play. But I'm talking about he's already got the ring, man.
Sure.
Like, these guys, if you want to be up there with Mahomes, you got to win a ring.
Yeah.
Whether that's fair or not. I actually think it's going to be Joe Burrow. When it's all said and done,
yeah.
I feel like they're all special.
Yeah.
I'm with you on Murray. It's like, you know, how good is he?
He scares me a little bit.
And I think Herbert's going to be awesome. We know that. Josh Allen, I mean, I don't know how he could have played any better last week. I mean, his stock couldn't be any higher. I think in the end, I think Joe Burrow's a pretty special dude.
Yeah, I mean,
I think it's going to be him, but they got to surround him with better talent first.
Well, they just need to build him an offensive line, and if they do, sky's the limit. Because remember, he's doing this right now with, I think it's the 31st ranked pass blocking offensive line in the league. So
I looked up their offensive line today, just to kind of see what Pro Football. I like Pro Football Focus, you know,
yeah,
and what they say. They always do the good job ranking these, and they had at the end of they updated their end of season rankings, and they had. Cincinnati 20th amongst offensive lines. There was only one team that made the playoffs that was worse, and that was Pittsburgh.
Well,
but I don't know that that's just pass blocking.
No, that's overall. I'm pretty sure most of the years, or through most of the year, because I look at that usually on Mondays. I go through and I look at same thing. I look at rankings, and they have been in the high 20s or even in the 31st pretty much all year. Now there are some injuries there. They're going to get some guys back next year,
and they're not all schlubs.
No, it's just you said it. You said it going into the playoffs. It's the one team that, well, I guess Philadelphia's still in this mix, but it's the one team that was still there after the wild card round. Playoffs. That's still, in some cases, it's still a rebuilding team. This is not. They're just ahead of the curve
because of Burrow and Chase.
Well, and it's not just that. They've got really a lot of talent. Yeah. When you look at Boyd, Higgins, Chase, Mixon.
In defense, too.
Yeah.
Hendrickson and some of those guys.
They've got some really nice pieces there. But this is still a team with a lot of cap room. And remember, Burrow is cheap for a while. So is Jamar Chase. These guys don't have huge cap hits. So they're going to have the ability to spend in free agency if they hit on some draft picks and they get some of their O-linemen back. Remember, Riley Reiff was their big acquisition on the offensive line. He's on IR. So as some of these guys come back and you add some more pieces to this, Cincinnati, and by the way, the Chargers are the same way with this too. I know they didn't end up where Cincinnati was, but they were one game away from being a playoff team that could have done some damage. That's another team that still has the ability to go out and really start to improve that roster with a special quarterback. So Cincinnati and the Chargers are both in really, really good shape, as some of the teams like Tampa and Green Bay, New Orleans, they're all going to take steps back because it's an aging roster. They got some cap issues. They're going to have some tough decisions versus these young teams. They're going to go out and they're going to add some pieces, kind of like what Kansas City's in that window right now, where Kansas City's been good for 4 years and has still been able to continually add. They haven't had to really subtract yet from this roster. They're on the verge here of what? 3 straight Super Bowls.
What would it say if the Bengals make the Super Bowl with the 31st ranked pass blocking offensive line? What would that say? Is that a statement to you?
It's a statement about Joe Burrow and his cast, the talent. It's a statement about the underrated defense, and I think it's also a statement of this and hockey are the only two sports where you can really be a deficient team and you get hot at the right moment and you get into the dance and you can make some noise. Cincinnati is not at the level of some of these other teams that were true contenders. And yet here they are, and they've got a puncher's chance against Kansas City. They're big dogs. They're seven and a half point underdogs, but Cincinnati, and I think what's that quote that's going around? I don't remember if it was Burrow, if it was Higgins, that kind of said something about how we've been underdogs all year. Why not us? And I think there's that mentality. I'd be surprised, but is anyone going to be floored if Cincinnati finds a way to keep this thing close into the fourth quarter and then the cardiac kids find a way to pull it out?
I would be. I'd be surprised. I think they're going a whole nother level this week in terms of going to Kansas City. I mean, you look at the way the Titans played in that game. Tannehill handed him three picks.
Wasn't pretty.
They played well against Kansas City in the regular season, though. I know it's playoffs, different circumstances. But
I just think after watching Kansas City against Buffalo, like I was really feeling good about Buffalo going into Kansas City.
Yep.
Right? Kansas City carved up their defense, and that is a damn good defense. They carved them up.
Yep.
The Bills could not stop them.
No.
Right? Oh, and by the way, the Bills had a quarterback playing out of his mind.
As good as you could play.
As good as you could play. And what happened?
Still lost.
They lost. So I just don't see Cincinnati being at that level. Not even close.
I tend to agree with you.
So Kansas City is going to have to help them, I think. Now, Joe Burrow is damn good. Like, it's the championship game. Of course, either team could win.
Funny things happen.
But would I be surprised if the Bengals won? Yeah, I would. The way they played last week and just the way they have owned that conference, well, when not going up against Tom Brady.
Yeah.
In the last 4 years under Mahomes. I mean, they're awesome, dude.
They are. They tend to be a different level. I just know. Then you said, what statement does it make? You give me a special player, and in the NFL playoff system where it's one and go home, you don't have to win the best of seven.
Well, I agree with you, but I'd still be surprised.
You've got a chance.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.